This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The 56th meeting of the GST Council began in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Finance ministers of several states and union territories are participating in the meeting. During his Independence Day address last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had stressed the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे.
On the second day of Semicon India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with experts in the semiconductor field at Yashobhumi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductors. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi will participate in CEO's roundtable at Semicon India later in the day. The roundtable will bring together industry leaders from across the globe. They will discuss on India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. The three-day conference was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi yesterday. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat in New Delhi today. Mr. Wong arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will interact with Indian industry and business leaders this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart are scheduled to hold bilateral meeting tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today honoured the Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, Chhattisgarh Police, District Reserve Guard and Cobra personnel in New Delhi, who successfully executed Operation Black Forest in Chhattisgarh. The security forces had eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in this massive anti-Naxal operation conducted on the Kurraguttalu Hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. The anti-Naxal operation took place from 21st of April to 11th of May this year. Mr. Shah said that the bravery and valour of the Jawans during the operation will be remembered as a golden chapter in the history of the anti-Naxal operations. In Jammu and Kashmir, heavy rainfall since late last night in different parts of Jammu wreaked havoc, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Meteorological Department has issued a fresh forecast warning of heavy rainfall in parts of the Union Territory, particularly over districts of Jammu Division and South Kashmir, till late afternoon today. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has thanked the Haryana government and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini for their generous contribution of 5 crore rupees to the Chief Minister's relief fund. Mr. Abdullah said that this financial support will aid the ongoing relief and rehabilitation efforts in the flood-hit regions. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbh today. According to IMD, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh will experience heavy rainfall. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the first match of Super 4 stage of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. After the conclusion of group stage, India, China, Malaysia and South Korea had qualified for the Super 4 round. In US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinal in New York. The 14-seed pair defeated the 4th-seeded German duo of Gavin Krotwitz and Tim Puddes in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.